Alex Jones scoops big media, releases secret FISA document. Written by William F. Jasper, published at thenewamerican.com, Wednesday, January 24th, 2018. Alex Jones and his InfoWars internet radio TV platform appear to have scored a major coup against the deep state and the mainstream media. On Tuesday, in a sensational series of broadcasts, which included a live interview with legendary National Security Agency whistleblower Dr. William Binney, Jones released a secret intelligence memo that has grabbed the attention of millions of Americans over the past week, despite the fact that most of the big media have either downplayed or completely ignored its existence. The classified intelligence memo concerns skullduggery by President Obama's Department of Justice and FBI in using the infamous Fusion GPS dossier to justify illegally spying on Donald Trump and members of his campaign team. Hashtag release the memo has been a trending tweet and a rallying cry of Trump supporters over the past several days. On Thursday, January 18th, the House Intelligence Committee voted to make a four-page classified memo available for members of the House of Representatives to view in a secure room at the Capitol. However, because the memo dealt with classified information, congressmen were not allowed to make copies or notes or to discuss details of the memo, except in very general terms. As we reported on Monday, news of the memo went viral when several Republican congressmen went on conservative radio and television programs, particularly those of Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham on Fox News, on January 18 and 19. Describing the contents of the memo as shocking, alarming, and criminal, and predicting that government officials would go to jail once this information is acted on, the GOP congressman said they are urging House Intelligence Committee Chairman Representative Devin Nunes, Republican California, and the Republican leadership to make the memo available to the American people, along with supporting documentation from the intelligence files. Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican Florida, sent a letter to that effect to Chairman Nunes, signed by 65 House members, on January 19. Over the past weekend, Chairman Nunes met with House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy and House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte to discuss releasing the eagerly sought memo and the supporting documents. Most of the anti-Trump media ignored the story or retailed the claim of the House Intelligence Committee's ranking Democrat, Representative Adam Schiff of California, that the memo is simply a partisan ploy by Republicans to draw attention off of the investigation of Trump-Russia collusion being carried out by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. The most optimistic predictions seemed to point to the process of releasing the memo taking another week or two. However, on Tuesday, Alex Jones aired a stunning program on InfoWars that released, or at least purported to release, the much-sought memo. To be more specific and accurate, Jones displayed and discussed not the four-page House Intelligence Committee memo, but a 99-page document that is a ruling from a FISA, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, court judge. According to Dr. Binney, this court decision is the basis of, or a main component of, the supporting intelligence documents for the four-page memo. How and where did Jones come by the document? After tantalizing the audience with this exclusive bombshell document, Jones explained that he had gotten it, not through illegal or surreptitious means, but had simply downloaded it from the website of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, ODNI, which is now occupied by Trump appointee Dan Coats. He had been alerted to its availability by Dr. Binney, who had himself been alerted to its existence that very morning by a source whom he didn't name. It was Dr. Binney's belief that the 99-page document had just been posted online at the ODNI website that very day. Sure enough, the document that he and Alex Jones were discussing was indeed posted there and available for download as a PDF. See this link. At the top and bottom of each page is a top secret designation in large uppercase type, although it is crossed out with a red line indicating it has been declassified. The heading of the document reads, United States Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, Washington, D.C., Memorandum Opinion and Order. A date stamp appears on the upper right-hand corner of the first page that reads, quote, United States Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, April 26, 2017, Leanne Flynn Hall, Clerk of the Court, end quote. The fact that Dr. Binney vouched for the document and was the indirect provenance for it immediately lent it credibility. William Binney is a world-renowned intelligence expert as well as a superlative computer, code, technology geek. His 3 decades in the National Security Agency saw him rise to the top posts of geopolitical world, technical director, and technical leader for intelligence. According to Dr. Binney, the text of the FISA court order is a damning admission that the Obama administration has been using the NSA to illegally gather data, email, voicemail, phone calls, internet traffic, medical and financial records, etc., in a massive vacuum operation that violates the rights of millions of Americans. These technical dragnets by the NSA collect and archive information on virtually everybody, which corrupt officials and deep state globalists can and do use to blackmail or extort judges, politicians, businessmen, virtually everyone, to go along with their schemes. It is a dangerous power, like that wielded by the Soviet KGB, German Stasi, or Communist China's MSS, Ministry of State Security, and totally incompatible with the U.S. Constitution and human liberty. A number of questions about the document immediately arose. Is it genuine? Is this the document or one of the documents on which the House Intelligence Committee's 4-page classified memo is based? How and when did it end up on the ODNI website? Is it as damning as Dr. Binney indicated? The fact that the document is, in fact, available on the ODNI website and that it is deemed authentic by as esteemed an expert as Dr. Binney seems to be self-evident proof of authenticity. However, in an effort to answer these questions, the New American contacted, both by telephone and email, the Office of the Director of National Security, as well as the chairman and members of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, HPSCI, i.e. the House Intelligence Committee. As we go to post with this article, only the ODNI has thus far responded to our queries. A brief email from Timothy L. Barrett, Chief of Media Relations at ODNI, states, quote, thanks for reaching out. The link you shared below from our website is something we posted last May. As far as the reported HPSCI 4-page memo, we refer you to HPSCI as we can't speak on their behalf, end quote. That response from ODNI raises other questions. Although it was, quote, posted last May, end quote, was it posted at that time at the same publicly accessible URL link where it is now posted? Or was it posted in May on an internal ODNI link and only more recently moved to the public link? Is it normal or extraordinary for ODNI to publicly post FISA court rulings of this type? Did President Trump intervene to have this document declassified and posted in order to expose the Mueller Trump-Russia collusion investigation as a scam? Did Trump or someone else in the administration or the intelligence community get tired of waiting for someone in the media to find it and decide to pass on word to Dr. Binney in hopes that it would go viral? We don't know the answers to these questions at this point. However, thanks to Dr. Binney and Alex Jones, the document has indeed gone viral. It is now out there in the public square. How will this affect the House Intelligence Committee effort to release its memo and supporting documentation? That remains to be seen. But if a substantial part of the documentation was the 99-page ruling produced by Jones-Binney, and it is already declassified, then it should be much easier for the committee to release its salvo. What was the response of the elite media to the InfoWars scoop? Silence for the most part. Almost absolute silence. CNN, MSNBC, CBS, The New York Times, etc., all continued their 24/7, all anti-Trump, all-the-time obsession with the Mueller investigation, which has turned up nothing substantive in a year of digging. The only mention of the Jones-Binney FISA document discovery have been 2 sarcastic attacks one by the Soros-funded left-wing Media Matters, and the other by the Weekly Standard, an anti-Trump establishment neocon magazine website. The Media Matters piece, entitled "Alex Jones Tries and Fails to Pass Off a Publicly Available Document as the House GOP's Secret Russian Memo," snidely attempts to discredit the Jones coup by claiming that the FISA ruling is old news. Quote, "Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones purported to exclusively release a secret memo that Representative Devin Nunes, Republican California, has touted, which supposedly undermines the investigation into collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia," end quote, Media Matters Timothy Johnson wrote. Quote, "The document that Jones displayed on air during his January 23 show has actually been publicly available on a government website since at least May 2017, end quote. The Media Matters piece continues, quote, "During his January 23 broadcast, Jones claimed that William Binney, a former National Security Agency official, provided him with the actual memo they're talking about. Jones printed out a copy of the memo and called for his producers to put it on a document cam to show viewers, claiming that it was tomorrow's news today. The document shown on screen was promptly identified as a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court memo that is publicly available on the website of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence," end quote. The Weekly Standard article closely paralleled the Media Matters dismissal of the Jones-Binney revelations, entitled, "Fact Check, Did InfoWars Release the Secret FISA Memo?" The subtitle purports to answer that question with, "No, it did not." The Weekly Standard then snarkily begins, quote, "Caricature extraordinaire Alex Jones claimed on Tuesday to have in his possession the secret FISA, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, memo that congressional Republicans are calling to be declassified," end quote. Like Media Matters, the Weekly Standard slams Jones for presenting the old FISA document as the FISA memo. However, neither of the snide put-downs deal with the serious issues presented by the content of the FISA ruling itself or the conclusions that Dr. Binney draws from it. If the FISA document presented on InfoWars is old news, then why did none of the news media cover it when it was young? Did Media Matters, The Weekly Standard, CNN, NPR, The Washington Post, and all the other paragons of the Fourth Estate cover it? We haven't found a single one that did. From our initial examination of the FISA document from the ODNI website, it appears to be the smoking gun that Dr. Binney claims it is. The discovery could be a major assist in the effort to expose the treasonous deep state plot to remove President Trump by any means necessary. For their efforts, Alex Jones and William Binney deserve gratitude from all freedom-loving Americans, not brickbats and snide remarks.